Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Min Dong.
I'm Matt Caglio. 36 days until the first four begins.
Yeah, it's been about 2.5 weeks since we've done our last episode. I'm back on campus now, and school's already gotten the best of me. I got a huge exam tomorrow to study for, but why not do an episode the night before?
Agreed. And we're gonna be changing things up with the schedule moving forward. Don't worry, we're still keeping up with basketball, college basketball. So for those of you that are new, we're back and we've been posting on social media with like little TikToks and reels and stuff like that. But episode wise, we're probably gonna do 2 times a week now since we got school and we got extracurriculars and we got a lot of stuff going on outside of this podcast. But do not worry. We will be in full throttle for March. That is our goal and that is our plan. So we'll stick with that. But yeah, gonna be back for another episode, and a lot has changed since we have done an episode. So I'm very excited to get to it and see how the world's shaking up.
We're probably going to only cover what happened this past weekend and then some. So you want to cover this past weekend?
Well, indeed, and we'll start with Saturday. Very good slate Saturday. We'll start with one of the biggest games on Saturday. Number one, Purdue. They fall on the road to Indiana, which is a very good win for Indiana. I know that they had a little bit of a midseason spill, but they are back to where we thought they would be this year. 79-74, Trayce Jackson-Davis, 27-7-5 in the win. Zach Edey, though, at 33-18. He continues to look like the National Player of the Year. Number two, Tennessee. Very ugly game against number 25, Auburn, but Tennessee wins this game 46-43. One of the uglier scores I've seen in college basketball, especially for two high-powered offensive SEC teams. But yeah, Josiah James. 15-14, the win. Very good stuff for Tennessee. They're now 19-4 in the season, 8-2 in SEC play. Number four,
Everybody sees
Bama.
a
And
success.
of course, ESPN has to play a video. Number four, Bama. They take down LSU by 10. Relatively close game. I was very impressed with Derek Fountain of LSU. He had 26.7 rebounds in the loss. But yeah, it was Bama down the stretch of things. They are now 7-1 on the road, 20-3 on the season. Number five, Arizona obliterates Oregon State. Tubelis had a very good game. He had a very good week, to be precise. We'll talk about him in a couple minutes later. But yeah, Arizona moves to 10-3 now in Pac-12 play. Number six, Virginia falls on the road. The VT is storming back, and VT is making a strong push to March. This team kind of came out of nowhere, and Hunter Couture is now healthy. When he is healthy, this VT team looks to be very good and to be a tournament team, and they got the job done at home. Number 10, Texas goes to number 7, Kansas State, and gets a very gutsy win. Very happy with the results for the Longhorns. Hashtag hook them horns. Hashtag horns to the tournament. Number 8, Kansas. They go into the Hilton, and they lose to number 13, Iowa State. Iowa State looks pretty good at home, as we've saw. 68-53, a very big win for Iowa State. Number nine, UCLA takes down Washington State. They're now 13-0 at home. Not too much to say there. Number 11, Baylor. Mr. Jonathan Tamutachua. Everyday John is back, and he helped Baylor get a very big win over Texas Tech, 89-62. Another one of the best games, and in OT, St. Mary's gets the job done, 78-70. What a game for Aiden Mahaney, for St. Mary's. He had
Oh,
some
yeah.
late game heroics. Yeah, I know Min's very happy with this result, but yeah, St. Mary's takes down Gonzaga. St. Mary's now first place in the West Coast Conference. Number 14, Marquette, close game against Butler, but Marquette looks to be very strong, 19-5 on the year. Number 15, TCU, who was depleted in this game with injuries. They lose a tough one to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, another team slowly making a push to March Madness, which is kind of out of nowhere. Shout out to them. Number 16, Xavier obliterates St. John's. Great game for them. They're now 19-5 in the year. Number 19, Florida Atlantic takes down Charlotte. They are now 22-2 on the year, 12-1 in their conference play. Number 23, Miami comes to number 20. He is a very good team. And yeah, they just got the best. So this game, Clemson will be all right. They're now 18-6 on the year. Miami 18-5, but Clemson still in first place in the ACC. 24 UConn for UConn, but shout out to them. And that was all the rankings. games we have for Saturday. We'll talk about Sunday in a sec. There weren't too many else more, but what are your thoughts on Saturday?
Honestly, not many surprises whatsoever, in my opinion. I think all the games were straightforward. What do you think?
I mean, there was a good amount of upsets in there, but I guess for the most
Yeah,
part, it
but
was kind of straightforward.
I think the upsets were probably expected, but maybe the Texas game, I did not expect them to beat Kansas State on the road, but hey, good win for Texas. I know you like that. And I'm a big, really, really happy for St. Mary's. Obviously, let's take it back to our West Coast Conference preview when I had St. Mary's at number one, and you were making some trash comments about me. And St. Mary's is now 2 games ahead of Gonzaga. So what do you have to say now?
Yeah, I doubted them. I knew they're a good team, but you still think they're a Final Four team, which I still think is not realistic. But if they keep proving themselves, then I'll maybe reconsider that answer. But yeah, I'm impressed with the win. Will they do it in Spokane? I don't know. That's
I think
coming
they
up.
will.
I don't
They'll
know.
go undefeated in West Coast Con. They'll go undefeated in West Coast Conference, but lose in the championship to Gonzaga. That is my prediction.
Have they lost the game yet? They're still undefeated in conference play.
Yeah, they're 10-0.
Oh yeah, wow, yeah, that's good for them. Yeah, they look really good so far this year. 12-game win streak for them now. They're a team to watch out for. I definitely agree. And the one Sunday game we had that was ranked, it was number 3 Houston going to Temple. Obviously, Temple already took down Houston at Houston. But yeah, Houston got the better end of this one. They won 81-65. Not too much of a upset there. Any thoughts on that game?
No, obviously I really wanted Temple to get the season sweep, but the American, unfortunately, it's going to be a one-bid conference. You look at the standings, Houston's up there alone. Temple's in second with a tie in Tulane, with Tulane, and those two programs, Tulane and Temple, they did not have a very good non-con, so they actually made themselves worse in the non-con and did not help themselves whatsoever. And Memphis, probably the best chance to be the second bid. I don't like Memphis. I don't think they're that good, and I don't even think they should be in the tournament conversation. They're barely a bubble team to me, in my opinion.
Agreed. And Memphis lost to Tulane this weekend. Tulane season swept Memphis, which is pretty surprising. But shout out to them. And then we'll look at games of the week. There was a lot of good games, to be honest. Did any catch your eye specifically?
Like as for good games.
Yeah.
Yeah, the SIUE game with Rayshon Taylor hitting a 70-footer to win the game. Obviously, had big expectations for SIUE. I had them winning that conference and had Rayshon Taylor as my player of the year. So, big win-win for me. And I think SIUE is a very good team, a team to watch out for if they get out of the OVC.
Definitely agree. And I'm going to go to Big West. UC Irvine went into Long Beach State. And Long Beach State wins this game in OT, but what a stat line for Lucina Tarore. 16 points, 20 rebounds. And, yeah, Long Beach State climbing up the ranks in the Big West. Big West is wide open. UC Irvine, obviously the favorite to win this conference. They are now tied with Long Beach State atop. So a lot of conferences left to be played and set in stone still. But, yeah, there's a lot of good ones, to be honest. And, oh, one other game. Portland Pepperdine, late night Saturday game. What a crazy finish that was.
The refs dictated that game, man.
Yeah,
that was a weird ending.
It was a weird ending. Portland was up. I believe they were up 3. Pepperdine got fouled. They took 2 shots. I believe they made the first one, missed the second one. Then they called a foul. And then they hit 2 shots to win the – 2 free throws to win the game. Is that, no. They hit one, missed one, and they got an out-of-bounds play. And then they got a game-winning layup. Isn't that what happened?
I'll explain it. So they were up 2,
mm-hmm.
and there was a foul.
Yeah.
And then a double. There was a flagrant foul, and then a double technical foul. So.
So that's how I got it under the basket.
So Pepperdine had 4 shots, and Portland had 2 shots, and then all of a sudden, after all that free throw chaos was up, Pepperdine was only down 1. Obviously, they were down 3 before all the free throws were taken, and they had 2 more free throws in Portland. So, obviously made two more free throws in Portland. And then since it was a flagrant foul, they got the ball back and they drew a play up, and that was a buzzer beater for the win. I personally didn't think that was a flagrant foul. And then the double technicals, I could see the double tech, but a flagrant foul was just, that was a hard, clean foul, in my opinion.
I agree. And unfortunate, but shout out to who hit the game winner. Javon Porter hit the game winner. But Tyler Robinson on Portland had 35 points and 14 rebounds. So he did the most for Portland, but fell a little bit short. Disappointing little stretch for Portland, to say the least. But that's just kind of how it goes sometimes in college basketball. But yeah, man, there was a lot of great games, to be honest. Very happy with all the games this weekend. A lot of great performances as well. Seen a lot of 30-point performances. I know Tubelis had a 40-point game earlier this week. I don't remember who that was against. Let me look it up real quick. Hold on. Oh, Oregon. I think it was against Oregon. Yeah, he had 40 points against Oregon. He absolutely killed Oregon. And, yeah.
Yeah. No, not much top performance for me. Other than, who was I going to say? I totally forgot who was going to say.
I don't know.
All right, let's just get to the top 25. We're rusty. But, yeah, it's now week 13? Week 13.
14. 14.
Week 14 of the AP poll. I think it's 13 because, I don't know, I don't count the preseason as week 1. I count it as week 0.
Okay, then, yeah, week 13.
13. So the number one team remains the same despite the loss. It is Purdue. But this time only they were unanimous number one last week. They've only gotten 38 of the number one votes this week. Number two team up one spot with 22 number one votes. It's Houston. Bama with number one Bama. Alabama. Oh my god. With one number one vote. That rounds out the top three. And Arizona receiving the last number one vote. They're up to number four. The favorite program in the whole world. Texas Longhorns. They're in the top five at five spots this week. They round out the top five. And my favorite program in the world, right below them, Tennessee Vols at number six. Seven, UCLA. Eight, Virginia. Nine, Kansas. And 10, Marquette. Also like to shout out, obviously we did not do an episode this past last weekend, but Tennessee destroyed Texas, huh?
Yeah. We didn't talk about that?
No, we didn't talk about that because, yeah. But let's talk about it. Let's take a pause on this and talk about that. What are your thoughts?
Not much to talk about.
Yeah, you better
I mean,
not say
anything. Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at who's at the top of the poll right now. It's Texas. I don't care if they lost to Tennessee. Texas has more quality wins than Tennessee does, in my personal opinion. So I'll leave it at that. But Texas has a big game tonight that we'll talk about soon.
Yeah, we'll talk about that soon. We got, speaking of the Big 12, Iowa State at 11, and a Big 12 team, Kansas State at number 12, 13, Xavier, 14, Baylor, and rounding out the top 15, St. Mary's. 16, right below them, Gonzaga, 17, TCU, 18, Indiana, 19, Miami. Rounding out the top 20 is Providence College, 21, the Big East team, UConn. And welcome to the AP Top 25. Debuting at number 22 is NC State. What a season they've had. Kevin Keats is coaching his butt off, and it's definitely a contender for the ACC Coach of the Year. Number 23, welcome back to the AP poll, Creighton Blue Jays. I'm stoked. You already see me smile. I'm stoked. So you finally get to see a number next to their name once again. And they're still my national champs. No regrets. 24, welcome back to the AP Top 25 is Rutgers. I think this is the third week in the AP Top 25 now. And then rounding out the top 25, San Diego State. What a drops. Clemson?
FAU, Clemson, and Auburn.
Auburn, yeah. Okay. And the top five teams receiving votes, FAU, Duke, Auburn, Clemson, and Pitt. What are your thoughts on the AP Top 25 today?
Pitt. I'm surprised Pitt's getting votes. And as you can see, the ACC is well represented now. You got, obviously, Miami up there. You got NC State. Welcome to the poll. You got Virginia all the way at the top. I forgot about them. And then right in the first five out, you got Duke, Clemson, and Pitt. And then there's a couple other teams down at the bottom. But, yeah, ACC representing themselves well. Obviously, No UNC in that category, which is surprising. Duke did take down UNC this weekend, for those of you that are wondering. But yeah, overall, good list. As you can see, this poll is still dominated by Big 12 and the Big East. I feel like those are the two most dominant conferences thus far in college basketball, without a doubt. And yeah, I mean, I can't complain. Sorry to the mid-majors, man. Not too many mid-majors in here now, as FAU dropped a game earlier in the week. And Charleston kind of fell off a little bit of a cliff, per se. Still somewhat relevant. But yeah, overall, good list. As you can see, a lot of fluctuation, even within the top five and below. So cannot complain. But like I say, it's another week in the poll. You got to prove yourself worthy of your number.
Yeah, you definitely do have to prove yourself worthy of the of your number. There are some big games going on this weekend. But slow day for the, I think today and tomorrow is going to be a slow day in college basketball. That's why we do in our episodes Monday and Friday now, to cover mainly the weekend. That's kind of our focus when we do our episodes Monday and Friday, because probably the middle days are kind of slow, like today and tomorrow.
Agreed. And with that being said, I think we should just begin with some of these games today. There's only really two that we need to cover today, so let's get to it. It's going to be Duke traveling to Coral Gables to take on number 19 Miami. Obviously, Duke, a first five team out, but both these teams are fighting in the ACC race right now. Duke currently 8-4, Miami currently 9-4. And believe it or not, that actually puts them fourth and fifth. I'm sorry, fifth and sixth in this conference thus far, which is very surprising, especially for both of these teams of high caliber. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, I'm going to go Miami at home on this in this one. I'm going to give you a little play. Nigel Pack over 13.5 points. Yeah, that's my play today.
I like that. I like that indeed. And I'm going to go Miami as well. I think that they have been looking very hot. I know they lost to Pitt last week, but took down VT and Clemson. And VT is definitely capable, as they took down Virginia this weekend. So, yeah, Nigel Pack's look very good. And some of the benches looking very good as well. Poplar, who's on the bench for Miami, he surprised me the game this weekend. And when he scores double digits, I believe they're 6-0. So, yeah, if he scores double digits, I think they win this game.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. In the next game, the final game we will cover today, the Texas Longhorns travel to Allen Fieldhouse to take on number 9 ranked Kansas. Spread is 4 in favor of Kansas. The over under 146. What are your thoughts?
Oh, man. This is a big game. I'm very excited for this one. 9 p.m. Hopefully going to have all my schoolwork done by then, and I'll be watching this game start to finish. But with that being said, how can you not go against your favorite team? So with that being said, I'm hooking those horns, and I'm picking the Longhorns. Longhorns are looking good. They have a one-game lead over Iowa State right now in the Big 12 standings. This is a huge game for them, and if they win this game, I think they have the first seed. Not locked up yet entirely, but they got a good chance at winning the first seed in the Big 12 tournament, which is – they only have, what, 1, 2, 3 – they only have, like, 7 more games after tonight. So that's about 3.5 more weeks of games. So, yeah, if they can finish this stretch strong, I like their chances in March. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'm unfortunately going to have to go with Kansas at home here. But 146 over under, that's –
pretty high.
That's way too high.
Yeah.
That's in my opinion. Vegas knows something I don't, but based on my college basketball knowledge, I'm putting a lot of money on this under.
I mean, I could see it going into like OT or the 70s. I don't know if we'll get to 146 though. I think that's still very high.
Same with the Gonzaga St. Mary's. That over under was 137, and it was, I think, 126 heading into OT, and I was saying it just hammered. So I would have hit the under if it didn't go to OT, but obviously I was the St. Mary's one, so I'm happy.
Agreed. And my play of the day is Weber State money line. For those of you that are wondering, they play at 11. We're not going to talk about the game though, but we'll move to Tuesday now. Some good games on Tuesday, man. Not a lot of games, but there's some impactful ones in here. We'll start at 6:30. We got a Big East game, and this is a big one. As number 10 Marquette looks to stay hot, and the Big East play as they travel to Storrs, or actually Hartford in this case, to take on number 21 UConn. Will we see a top five UConn team, or will we see a not so good UConn team in this game tomorrow?
I think we see a bad Marquette team, in my opinion. That's my take. I think UConn takes advantage of that.
So you got UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, man. Marquette is currently on a five-game win streak with some of those wins being against some good quality teams. Their last loss was on the road against Xavier. And, yeah, I mean, I really could see this game going either way. So with that being said, I'm also going to take UConn. I think we're going to see the good side of UConn. And UConn needs to win bad, and I think they get this one here. And that will definitely help their chances. Big East standings wise, it's a little bit far fetched. They're four games behind the leaders in Xavier and Marquette. But I mean, come March, if this team's on a hot streak, they could maybe find their rhythm as they did earlier this year.
Yeah. Next up, another top 25 matchup in the Big Ten is number 18 Indiana hosting number 24 Rutgers. Who you got in that one?
If this game was in Jersey Mike Arena, I'd probably go Rutgers. But since this game is in Bloomington, I'm gonna go with Indiana. Getting huge, two huge back-to-back top 25 wins.
I'm going Rutgers.
Yeah, should be a good game. We'll go to this 7 o'clock game in the American. It's Cincinnati going to Tulane. Both these teams fighting for a chance to maybe have a shot at Houston in the tournament. What do you got?
Yeah, the Americans should change its name to the Mid-American Conference because it's mid. But obviously, the Mid-American Conference already is a conference. So. Yeah. But this one's probably more mid than the Mid-American Conference. So that's funny. I'm going to go Tulane at home, though.
Agreed. I'm going Tulane as well. Both these teams look pretty good, though. Can't lie, but I'm going to go Tulane.
And next up, we'll go to 7 o'clock as two bubble teams play in the ACC. That will be Wake Forest hosting UNC. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, should be a good game. Obviously, both these teams fighting for a chance in the tournament. I think both these teams are near or in the bubble, I should say. Probably both in the bubble. I'll go UNC on the road. I think this is just kind of a flip-flop game, flip of a coin game. So I'm going to go Wake. I mean, UNC at on the road, sorry.
I'm going with Wake at home.
Next game up, let's cover this SEC game. Auburn going to Texas A&M. Both of these two teams have a chance to make the tournament as well. A&M is currently fourth. A&M's third. Auburn's fourth in the rankings for SEC conference play. Who do you got?
Go A&M at home.
I agree. I'm going A&M at home.
Mm-hmm. And 7 o'clock, we got a game in the Mid-American Conference, speaking of which, number one team in the conference is Akron, number two team. Toledo faced off in Akron. Who you got in this one?
Should be a good game. But Akron, man, they've looked very good. They're currently on a 8 game win streak. Just took down Kent State at home. I think they do the same with Toledo at home.
Yeah, same. Same with you. I agree. And this line opened up the over under 148. And I think that's too low. I think that's way too low.
Yeah.
These two teams are two of the premier offensive teams in college basketball, especially Toledo. But both these teams, they can score in bunches. And I think this is going to go into the 150s.
Yeah, look at all those MAC lines. The Buffalo-Eastern Michigan game, 161. 148 for Western Michigan-Miami, Ohio. 147.5, Bowling Green, Kent State. They're all very high. That's Mid-American games are very high scoring. That's what we love about those. We'll go to 9 o'clock, though, as we got an ACC matchup, top 25 matchup. It's NC State, newly ranked, going into Charlottesville to take on number 8 Virginia. What a win this would be for NC State, and what chances that they could get even higher in the ACC. Then they can get it done on the road.
No, I think the top 25 debut would be very short-lived, unfortunately, against Virginia.
I agree. I'm going to go Virginia, but I think NC State keeps this game very close.
Yeah, and next up, TCU takes on number 12 Kansas State in Manhattan. Who you got on that one?
I'm going to go with Kansas State. TCU has been injury riddled. Like I said earlier, Eddie Lampkin Jr. did not play this weekend. And Mike Miles Jr. is still out. So I'm going to go with Kansas State, a more safe option in my opinion. But if TCU is healthy, I could probably see TCU winning this game.
Yeah, I hate to do that because TCU blew this team out at home. And without their two starters, They're not good when they're not healthy, so I gotta go Kansas State. But when they're healthy, they're Final 14.
Agreed. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
9 o'clock though. Big Ten matchup. Maryland. I'm surprised Maryland didn't get more votes this weekend as they took down Indiana, and they've been on a little hot streak themselves. Currently winning 4 in a row. They do go to East Lansing to take on Michigan State. Who do you win in this game?
I'm gonna go with. This is a tough game. I'm gonna go with Michigan State.
I'm gonna go Maryland, keeping them on a hot streak. If Maryland wins out this week, you should see a number next to their name, I think.
And a team that is on the rise. That would be the Kentucky Wildcats out of nowhere. They're starting to string some wins together, and they'll be hosting Arkansas. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, lost to Kansas last week, or last weekend, but they have won two back-to-back games. I think they get it done against Arkansas, though. I think Arkansas is still fraudulent, and both these teams are 16-7. But I'm going to go Kentucky at home. They seem to get it done at home, so I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. I think they get it done at home.
Final game of the slate for Tuesday. It's Nevada going to New Mexico. Two teams that have a chance to be in the four-bid Mountain West. Yes, you heard me right. Four-bid Mountain West. I think it could definitely happen. Regardless, this game is in the pit, though. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, Nevada got a good amount of votes for the AP poll. And I'm going with Nevada on this one. It's they're fun to watch. Obviously led by one of your favorite players from 2 years ago, Jared Lucas, the Oregon State transfer. He's finally found himself there in Nevada. I think this is a very good team. I think the Mountain West is a very good conference. And I'm hoping for four bids, maybe even five.
Yeah, five is a little bit of a stretch, but I could definitely see four. But you never know. I could see five, honestly, as well. But, yeah, this game's at the pit. Nevada's track record, Mountain West games on the road, not too good. I'm going to go with New Mexico winning this game.
Speaking of the Mountain West, the breaking news for today is Graham Ike will medically redshirt this year. Expected to come back next week, but decided to take the year off with Wyoming struggling this season. What are your thoughts on that?
Smart. I mean, it's unfortunate Wyoming didn't really get the start that we wanted. Maldonado was dealing with injuries as well. He dropped 34 this weekend, but yeah, smart decision for EK. We'll see what Wyoming can do next year because I think they'll still have a lot of good talent. And even though they aren't having the year they want, they still got a lot of good pieces for next year's roster.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. And obviously, they did really, really good work in the transfer portal this year. Unfortunately, their team just dealing with health issues throughout this whole year. And they're never going to be healthy this year. So I think it's a smart choice. He will have 3 years of eligibility left because his freshman year was that COVID year. But yeah, that should be it for today.
Agreed. And looking at Wednesday and Thursday, there's honestly not too many other ranked games. So, yeah, we'll cover those if we see any upsets here and there. But yeah, other than that, that is all we got for today's episode. But yeah, man, a lot of good college basketball coming up these next couple of weeks. I'm very excited for the weekends. I'm already looking ahead, and the weekend looks very good as usual. So can't wait for an episode on Friday. But for now, we got some good games today, some good games tomorrow, and we'll see how the rest of the week takes us. But like I said, you got to earn your number this week, and it's going to be a big test for a lot of these teams who have moved up and down the top 25 polls. But as another week prevails, that brings us 1 week closer to March, and we're a little bit over a month away, which is very exciting. And obviously the bracket challenge is coming up relatively soon as well, which we are also very excited about. We'll probably announce that within the next 3 weeks or so, or might do a giveaway and then battle that into the challenge. We're still talking about that, but definitely expect us to start banging out some more content in the bracket challenge relatively soon.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. Don't forget to follow Dirty Water Wagers for our official plays too. And if you want a free week of VIP betting picks, don't forget to follow and send your email. But yeah, our picks for today, what was your pick?
Weber State Moneyline.
My pick was Texas, Kansas under 146. So yeah, those are our two plays today. Maybe parlay it and make yourself a couple more bucks.
There you go. And with that being said, that is all we got for today's episode. 36 days until the first four games tip off. March Madness right around the corner, as well as conference tournaments, which is also another very good time for us. Hopefully going to cover all 32 conference tournaments. We'll see how that goes with time. But as you know, we'll still be here for March, and once that month rolls around, it's going to hopefully be go time until the end of the season. But yeah, I think that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.